And the child is trying to talk himself out of this, and he says, "Well, please give me
another chance."
Yeah. Okay. If the parent gives him another chance, it's probably because the child has caught him in a... The child has managed to do this at a time when the parent is in a good...
Mood or humor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Say you have a traveling salesman come to the door when you've got something really important to do, what do you want to do? You want to...
Now you see, a traveling salesman is going to call on me?
Yeah, when you have something really important to do then. What do you want to do with the salesman?
Ask him to wait.
Okay,
Say he wanted to sell something to you that you just didn't want.
Oh, I knew.
He was just talking your ear off. What would you want? What would you want to do with him?
I get rid of him.
Yeah. Okay. One problem I think with people like in the army is if they're sitting there at mail call and everybody else has got a letter, but this guy's parents or girlfriend haven't done what? Haven't
written to him?
Yeah. Okay. When they write a letter to him, what do they have to do to make sure it gets to the right place? They have to write on the outside of the envelope?
Have to put on APO number.
Okay. What do you call it when you put, not the stamp, but what
else? Address.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When you ask a question, generally you expect...
an answer.
Okay. If you have this, again, famous child that does something that, say, he didn't... You didn't know that he knew how to do, but you really wouldn't wish he didn't know how to do. You're liable to ask him, well, who in the world
told you you could do that?
Or maybe you didn't even know he knew how to do it at all. You say, who in the world...
Say the child said a bad word that you know he didn't learn at home. What might you say to him?
You'd probably ask him who he heard say that or something like that.
Another way of saying it is, who did what?
Who taught you that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the point of telling him this is that he, it's not that he should say this again, it's that he what? He
should not say it again.
Okay. Is there another way of saying that, should not?
Don't.
Would you ever say anything like hadn't ought or oughtn't or... anything like that? There are things that you ought to do, and there are other things that you
ought not do.
Okay. Is that the only way you say ought not? Is that what you'd say there?
That's, I never thought ought not was much of a command, though.
Yeah, that's true. It isn't much of a command.
Kind of leaves you in options.
Right. What did they call a child that would tell on other children?
Tattletale.
Okay. And if you want to make the house look nice by putting things in vases and things, you're liable to go out in the right season and do what? Put in the vases.
Outside, you mean?
Go outside of the garden.
Oh, landscape it.
Well, no, you want to bring something into the house to make it smell nice and look nice.
Well, you bring in flowers or bouquets.
Okay, you bring them in. What do you do before you bring them in? You go out and...
Oh, you have to cut them, and then you put them in a vase or something.
Mm-hmm. We're getting real close to the end of this, but we can, I think, run back here. You might say, maybe you'd go out in a day when the weather is changeable. You'd say, well, I sure am glad I brought my umbrella, because I hadn't gone a block when it...
started to rain.
Yeah. Okay. let's see.
What do you call it when the sun comes up in the morning?
Sunrise.
And when it